Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:06 in the morning here. Phone lines are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. Linda is not here this morning. Pulled a muscle in her back. When she was, and this is, you know, one of those things where she's working and slipped, and it's one of those things where you turn just right, and now you've got pain. Mm-hmm. So she's telling her to take it easy because we got, you know, she's singing this weekend out at U202 and a lot of other things. So let's try to get that fixed. Anyway, but she sends her love to everybody, and especially to Jared. So, Jared, good morning there, buddy.
Good morning.
What's the weather look like?
Let's see. Today we have a high of 82, a low of 56, partly cloudy tonight. Saturday we have a high of 84, a low of 60, sunny and mostly clear. On Sunday we have a high of 91, a low of 62, also sunny and mostly clear. And on Monday, a high of 91 and a low of 62 again. So it looks fairly mild.
I think it's going to be a great weekend. Like I said, Linda's singing out at View 202 this weekend outside, so it's going to be a good day. Weather Report's always brought to you by a veteran-owned business right here in town, Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, and they give senior and veterans discounts at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. So, good morning, everybody. And good morning to Captain Smith.
Good morning.
Haven Humane. And she has?
I have Gabriel. Gabriel here. He's an 8-month-old pit bull cross, and he's...
He doesn't look very... But he doesn't have that pity head.
No, you know, he probably has some cattle dog or something in him as well. Maybe
he's
more
lean.
So.
He's lean and long.
Yeah, he's lean and long, and he's a happy boy, and he loves kids. He loves people. We've recommended him for for homes of 5 and up because he is an active boy. But I got to tell you, he'd be fine with kids of all ages. If we just did a little dog intro to make sure they get along, they'd be fine.
He's a gentle dog.
He is very gentle.
Okay, and we can get him down at Haven Humane today.
I just wanted to he is available for adoption today.
Okay.
But I just want to remind you that this is our camp. Love a pet.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's one of our camp dogs, and he will be going through a 2-week rigorous training process with a kid from 10 to 14 years old and graduate in 2 weeks. And then he's going to be all trained. Tomorrow's our orientation, and we start officially on Monday, so we're all excited.
Well, you know what? Then when he comes back, he'll come in here sedately, and is pretty sedate. He's laying here now being cool. But he'll know how to walk on a leash, how to sit down,
and come when you call him.
And probably have another trick there.
Yes.
Because they always teach him a trick.
Exactly.
You know, the other one where you could leap up and give high fives. I thought that was interesting.
Yes, that's a good one.
Yeah. But anyway, so he's going to Camp Love a Pet, where he'll come out of there a very happy trained dog. I mean, he gets to go to camp.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We want him to get to his forever home.
Now, tonight also.
Yes. Tonight is our Bark in the Park. This is where we're going to be out at the Colt 45s game, where you may have him out there. We may have Gabriel out there. I'm not sure. We'll have a couple dogs. And we are working in conjunction with the Colt 45s to benefit Haven Humane Society. And some of the proceeds will go to them. And we want to encourage everybody to come on out, watch the game, and have fun and see some dogs and support Haven and the Colts.
We're going to be out there tonight. Won't miss that game tonight. It'll be cool out there.
It's going to be nice.
And, and you can support Haven out
there.
That's
exactly.
And Haven gets half of every ticket sold that you all are out there selling right now.
Yes, absolutely.
Cool. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too.
And Gabriel's over here licking my fingers. Okay. You know what? You just, okay, you got me at the first lick. A lot of things happening here. Yesterday, Linda and I went to Riverview. And we played golf there with the Special Olympics and their sponsors. And Omega is sponsoring this big time. And so big shout out to them. But, you know, of course, you have the Pro-Am going out there this weekend, too. But we played with the, one of the Special Olympics on our team. And I'm just, this is our like our fifth year in a row we've done this. And I am always, always so impressed by the Olympians here. Youngsters and older adults that are out there living a good life. And being part of our community, and their parents or guardians that are out there with them, and I'm just totally impressed. And Matthew yesterday, it was such a great kid, such a great young man, and we've met so many others that over the years that are just it just really really makes you it uplifts your life. You know, to meet the Special Olympians and the people that work with them and all this. Brian, is the one that gets us involved in this and with the Special Olympians like this. Big shout out to him too, and I can't say enough about him and the whole group out there that help. But we had a wonderful time. There was a woman that wrote a letter to her doctor who had said for her to that she should consider an abortion when she was going to have a Down syndrome child. And it's been big in the news here lately, but she wrote back to him, a letter back to him saying that she was so glad that she did not listen to this, to his callous advice, that her child has brought to her so much joy and so much love in her life that she would not have had. And the family wouldn't have had if she had gone on and done that. It was a really touching interview with the woman. And then yesterday, after when you're playing golf out there with the Special Olympians, and then you realize that plans in life and the joy that they bring their parents is just, I mean, it's as if any other child, of course, is in your life. Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back in a couple minutes because I've got several things to talk about, but we're going to have Bonnie Sharp come rolling in here right after that. So this is Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Mighty Fine Foods. Ed and Kyle DeFore have been out there and been had. They've run this store for decades out there. Full deli and butcher shop, over 1,000 drinks, including close to 300 different kinds of beer, which Jared said is great because that means he's got something to do every day. You know, he'll take off Sundays. And we'll be able to have a different beer every day of the week if that's indeed what he wants. It's your one-stop shopping away to the lake. They've done barbecue. They're barbecuing today for the whole weekend. Breakfast, lunch, everything you want out there at Mighty Fine Foods. It's a great place. And Kyle is also has a sports show on Tuesday nights and is our sports announcer for the Colt 45s. Does a wonderful job. He and Jared team up right here on KCNR 1460 every game night during the season. 45 nights at 45 Colt Baseball right here at KCNR 1460. 7:14 in the morning. We'll be right back after these messages.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday, June the 10th, and it's 18 minutes after the hour 7 here. It's going to be a cooler day today, only going up to 82, 68 right now. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Properties by Merit and Mary McCurdy over there. And her goal is to help every one of her clients reach the satisfaction of having their own home or selling their home and buying another, having a rental property, having their own ranch. She can help you with all of those. She is well-versed on everything happening in the Redding and Northern California area. You can reach her by giving her a call at 949-1550 at Properties by Merit, or check out her website at Mary, and that's M-A-R-I, McCurdy, M-C-C-U-R-D-Y.com. Again, Properties by Merit, 949-1550, Mary McCurdy. Okay, I'm here with Bonnie Sharp. Good morning, Bonnie Sharp.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
Thank you for having us.
Oh, we're happy to do that. You've got something happening here. You've also brought Father Paul Blanche with you.
Right.
Good morning, Father.
Good morning, Carl.
Obviously, the good father comes from a place in southern Texas. Maybe England. Okay. So what's going on here?
Well, we have a great event coming up on Friday the 17th called Sunday Serenade. Sunday spelled S-U-N-D-A-E, because we're going to have ice cream. This is going to be kind of like an old-fashioned ice cream social. So I'll hand it over to Father Paul, and I'll fill in whenever he gives me the eye.
If he falters.
Okay. No, he won't falter, trust me.
I'm sure he won't.
Well, we're breaking, you know, some boundaries, I think, here. We're going to turn the church, the nave of the church, around into a dance hall. That's okay. The medieval church did that. They enjoyed the use of their building. We don't make those distinctions between sacred and secular. So we've got the Lou White Band, and we've got the Club Cougar Jazz Combo. The first part of the event will be in the church with the Lou White Band, Moira Davis as a vocalist. All the big numbers, you know, from the 30s, the big Glenn Miller stuff, American Patrol, Pennsylvania 65,000, all those classics.
The church is allowing Lou White in?
Yeah.
Okay. Big day for everybody.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Just kidding.
No.
And so we have this first part, which will be from 7 till about 8, which will be the dancing in church. The whole building will be turned around to look like a dance hall. And then at 8 o'clock, we go outside, and the wonderful Club Cougar Jazz Combo will provide us with music under the stars, with ice cream, in our little cloister area between the buildings of the church and the hall complex. And which should be a great event, great evening, very, very different for a church building. And the purpose of it is really to raise some money to refurbish our hall complex, which we use for the community almost every single day, particularly with Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous. So we want to upgrade, make it fit for purpose, and this is one way we can have fun and raise the necessary dollars.
This is in addition to the hall's church functions, 5 different groups of Alcoholics Anonymous. Yeah. Groups utilize facility daily, as do other support groups. One Safe Place used Memorial Hall until its new facility was built. An Eagle Soar Youth Activity Center used the hall for its after-school programs for children who live in motels and trailer parks. Yeah. Many others. It's also a place for Cub Scouts and Girl Scouts, and home base for a troop of about 20 Girl Scouts who use Memorial Hall for overnight lock-in events.
Yeah.
Yes. So, I mean, the church is much more than just the church nowadays.
Yeah. We try to be there for the community. The Western Service workers do some of their food distributions and stuff there. It's a very busy place. But when it was built at a time when I think Reading was going through a kind of financial, you know, downtime. So the building was finished, but it was not really properly finished off. So this is an opportunity to bring it up to spec, really make the place a good place that we can offer the community. We don't make any profit, but we like to be able to give them a good place, and this will help us to do that and make a place fit for
purpose.
Yeah, we
have to upgrade technology and everything.
Absolutely.
Seems like Reading goes through a recession every so often.
Right.
I hope everybody else does, instead of just us.
Right.
Okay, so this again is going to be a week from today, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Benton Drive, across from the Lake Reading golf course. Correct. There. Plenty of parking.
Lots of parking, yep.
And a musical evening. It's because you have future, Club Cougar Jazz Combo.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. And, of course, Lou White's always good.
Yep.
With his people. So it sounds like a good idea. Dancing and then ice cream. Mm-hmm. Okay, are these special types of ice cream here, like the All Saints Episcopal Tutti Frutti?
This is great fixings. Is that right, Bonnie?
That's right. We've got
everything.
Ice cream, all kinds of toppings, and it's going to – I'm very excited for the church and for folks that will come and join us. So I hope if you want to get tickets, you can go online, www.eventbrite.com/esundayserenade-tickets. And then there's a number there. But if you go use that website, you can go online and get tickets or just call the church.
And you can go, the church is 243-1000.
Yep.
Tickets are
available at our parish office, too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, great. So then you just stop by and get it.
Yeah.
There's many cars that go by now. Well, I think you're going to have a great time.
Yeah, didn't you say, Father, we're going to have some antique cars?
We've got some vintage cars there, too, some 1930s Speedsters and Fords and stuff dotted around the lawn area where we're going to have our ice cream and where the Club Cougar Band are going to play. So I hope it'll recreate that kind of wonderful 30s America that, you know, is nostalgic and gives us the feel-good factor and should be really fun.
Yeah, the Glenn Miller Band and all those guys out there. Well, Lou White will give a great rendition of all of that.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with all this.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And it's a week from today.
Right.
And you get your tickets, just stop on by the chapel, or you can call over there at 245-1000. And anything else?
No. Just we look forward to having people. If they have any questions, those of you out in Radio Land, you know me. You can call me anytime about the details.
If you don't know Bonnie Sharp, you've been born under a rock and stayed there. Bonnie's done everything.
That's true. She's a great asset to our church.
Well, of course, she's a great asset to our community and to the world. So thank you so much, Bonnie.
Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity to come and tell the folks about it.
No problem. Father Paul Blanche, who is the, I imagine you are the
director
out there at All Saints Episcopal Church, right at 2150 Benton Drive. It's going to be a great time. We'll talk about it some more.
And where Linda comes to her favorite bazaar.
That's where, that's right. That's right. You know, she's the first one there going open.
I know.
Open.
She's always in line with her.
She's always, it's right there. You know, so
come early to get the bargains, huh?
There you go. Yep. Oh, she does, and she shops, and because it's such a great place to pick up Christmas presents and birthday presents and just not little tchotchkes that she hands to people during the year.
Right.
She's like that. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back, and we've got a few things we want to talk about today, including how the Ninth Circuit Court said that carrying a concealed weapon is not a right. Under the Constitution. Well, I know. Bonnie's like this. Okay, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test driven it myself. But a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains, and long desert stretches made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, everybody. It's Friday, TGIF, and it's 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. 605-4567 is our number you can call, but not while you're driving, of course, because our constables are out there. If you're on your phone, you could get a ticket by talking on your cell phone. It's not impossible. It did happen. KCNR1460.com is how we're streaming out there, and it's 68 degrees going up to 82 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. this is kind of an important ad right here because Ted Leidy teaches classes all over Northern California to people interested in getting their concealed carry. This is his business. It isn't part-time. It is an adjunct on to other things. This is what he does full-time. He has a stable of trained NRA instructors that are out there teaching all the time and getting new classes, new ways of teaching, better ways of teaching, always enhancing the abilities of the students. And for NFI will even provide guns to people who need them, whose the pistol doesn't fit them, or maybe they haven't bought a gun yet, but they're planning on getting their CCW and they're looking for a gun. He'll also help you pick and select the right gun. Register online at readyandccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. Well, the reason that was kind of an important one is because the Ninth Circuit Court, in their infinite wisdom, it says concealed carry is not a right. They said local law enforcement agencies can place significant restrictions on who is allowed to carry. And this started down in San Diego when you had to prove that you were in danger or a good reason. You had to have a really good reason to have a concealed carry license. And a gentleman sued him, said, wait a minute, that is what you think. I mean, but I should have a right to carry to protect myself. And three judges in the first hearing agreed with him. They said, you know what, Constitution grants you that. Well, then it went to the full circuit court. 7-4 vote said, no, you don't have a right to carry. You know, the sheriffs and the communities can put restrictions on that all they want, which they've done, which is why there are more people carrying concealed carry, have a concealed carry permit in Shasta County than all of Los Angeles and San Diego, maybe combined, when you think about it. Because then in those places, you have to prove to the sheriff, oh, man, I really need this. Well, just not saying is that I have a right to carry and I want to protect myself. That's not enough. So they are going to keep you unarmed against the bad guys who don't, by the way, go through the same kind of background checks in this. The San Diego Sheriff's Department had 2,900 applications after that announcement just a few months ago. 2,900 applications for concealed carry, which they didn't do anything with, because they were waiting to see what the Ninth Circuit Court did. And now they're still holding them. Okay, get this. Now they're still holding them because they're going to wait to see what the Supreme Court does, because this will work its way up to the Supreme Court, I hope. And here is another reason to think about who you're voting for, even if you're Democrats. But you are part of a culture that says, hey, I can defend myself. I am an American. I can own guns. I can own guns that I want. I'm a law-abiding citizen. If I want to have a sporting rifle that has a 10-round detachable magazine, I should be able to have that. You have to remember what the Democrats are saying and what Hillary Clinton is saying. A part of her platform is to restrict your ability to have a firearm. She's made it clear. And it's judges like this who will take away your rights in a heartbeat. And then you go to a Supreme Court that's, you know what, it was last time it was only 5-4 that said you had the right to have a gun in your house. Get that. To own a gun in the city. 5-4. The next judge is putting the fifth judge, or the next president is putting the fifth judge on the bench. It can go either way. Which way do you want it to go? Let's go to the phones. Henry.
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay, good.
The situation was that I understand that you can't carry, with a sealed weapon permit, you can't carry in public. Now, what's the point in having one if you can't carry it in public?
Well, you can carry it in your house.
Well, I can carry it in my house right now.
I know. Yep, can't carry it in public. You don't have the right to carry concealed.
Lawbreakers can carry anyway?
Of course they can. They don't give a rat's butt about any laws.
There's a saying in the Army that if it didn't apply to Hillary, but it does now. If Hillary gets in, give your heart to Jesus because your asses don't belong to her.
Well, I think that, yes. Now, this is what people need to think about, is the people that they appoint to these courts. 5-4. 5-4 allowed people to have a gun in their house. Come on. It's the Second Amendment. Shall not be infringed. And now you've got a court out here, which we all know it's been the most overturned court ever. But still, it's now 4-4 at the Supreme Court. Right now, the fifth one. The next president is going to put the fifth one in, and that's going to be one of the first things he or she does, is put that fifth judge there. And you've got to think about this. Anybody that's out there has got to think about this. Is the Second Amendment?
Paul Harvey?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you remember a guy by the name
of
Harvey?
Yeah.
Paul Harvey said that if you look around the world, if they're going to control the country and control the people 100%, the first thing they do is take the arms away from them.
Well, I tell you, if you look at it, they start controlling the medical. Oh, gee, surprise there. They're going to start taking guns away, but then the food supplies. I mean, it's slowly but surely they're just, the government is grasping more and more and more. And then with decisions like this, they want to take away your right. They don't look at it like that. But that's indeed what they're doing. Thanks, Henry.
You bet. Bye.
Bye. The whole thing is just ludicrous, if I can say that. And we're going to have the sheriff on next week, and we're going to try and get Sam Paredes on to talk about it. But this is such a slap in the face of Americans. And they're saying, well, shouldn't a community have the right to say that people can't do certain things? Well, okay, but how about this? If that's the case, can the community say it's okay not to sell cakes to gay couples who are getting married? Can they say, under the freedom of religion? How about all the things you can't say because it's now hate speech? That's the First Amendment. All of these things. I may not like, in fact, I don't like the concept of neo-Nazis or skinheads or the Students for Democratic Society or even Black Lives Matter and some of the things they're saying. But I would never, ever think that, I'm just going to restrict your right to say that. You're hurting people's feelings with that. You're really hurting some people's feelings with that, so you don't have the right to say that anymore. You're inciting people. Don't have a right to say that anymore. Of course you do. The idea of having a concealed carry license, to me, it's part of being able to have the right of owning and bearing a firearm. Sheriff Basenko gets it. Sheriff Lopi gets it. A lot of sheriffs get it. But so many don't. I would just love to see the figures. When I hear people, I hear a Democrat in Sacramento say, it just makes our people safer. Really? How many crimes, and they must have this someplace, how many crimes have been committed with a gun, this is the important thing, how many crimes have been committed with a gun by somebody who is authorized to legally carry a concealed weapon? How many crimes have been committed with guns of that group? Less than 1%? Less than 0.1%, maybe? So let's just punish law-abiding citizens. The crooks are not going to listen to it. They're not listening to it. I guess I don't understand the fear of sheriffs or chiefs who fear their people, who fear the people that are in their neighborhoods or in their cities. What is this fear they have about a law-abiding citizen who has the right to carry a gun to protect themselves? What is the fear of those people? Wouldn't you think that they'd have more fear for the ones that are out there carrying guns that are gangbangers or that are drug dealers and all this instead of John Q. Public, who is a CPA that goes back and forth in his work? Wouldn't you think that that would be their, wouldn't you think that they'd want them to be able to protect themselves since there aren't enough cops out there and the violent crimes are rising, a lot throughout the United States, especially in large cities? They're not here. But wouldn't you think that the cops would want to do something like that? Tom Basenko's on the line. Hey, Sheriff, I'm glad you called. I'm glad you're listening. You know what? You can just imagine.
I can tell your blood pressure.
You just knew it. Yesterday during the show, they were sending it to me going, they did this, but we were hooked up with some other things. But I could not believe. What is the fear of your fellow sheriffs and fellow law enforcement officers of law-abiding citizens?
I won't say it's a fear, but the way the decision is written is that it allows for discretion of what they determine good cause.
Okay, but we also know is that San Diego issues hardly any. Los Angeles
yes.
doesn't. San Francisco doesn't. So it's not. So it goes back to this.
Correct. Within the Bay Area, the San Francisco, Santa Clara, Alameda, Contra Costa, those counties there, several million population, but they issue less than 200 permits total out of all those counties.
So obviously that's because there's a fear that the police and the political authorities have of the law-abiding citizens then, right?
They have a very different way they issue there. Some require psychological exams, and it is very difficult to get a permit there. Here, our good cause is self-protection, protection of others, or self-defense, however you want to phrase it, and to comply with the law. And we have just over 7,000 CCW permits here in Shasta County.
Yeah, we're doing our best to up those. Hey, okay, Sheriff, how many, just off the top of your head, I would like to hear, how many crimes are committed by people with a CCW with a gun? I know there's probably they do other things, but with a gun.
That's a big fat zero.
Okay. And that's what I would probably think that would be in most other, CCWs that go through a background check and go through the training like you've got up here, that percentage of people that have a CCW that commit a crime with a gun. I'm not saying they don't do anything like, DUIs or, do other things.
And you're correct on that, and that's because of the process. There's a 20-some-odd page application the person has to complete. They go through a background check. They have to get fingerprinted to make sure that they don't aren't a prohibited person or have something in their background that we're unaware of. So these are good law-abiding citizens that get the CCW, the ability to carry concealed, and that's why you don't have the problem.
It's just, to me, it's just incredible. And people need to remember this, that it was 5-4, a 5-4 split. Supreme Court that said that you could, that the city of Chicago could not ban people from having weapons in the city.
Yes, yes, two landmark decisions, Chicago v. McDonald and Heller v. the District of Columbia.
Yeah.
District of Columbia gave, if you will, or had Second Amendment as it approved to the district, but at that time there was no states. And then McDonald gave it to states so that the ability for a definition define more of the Second Amendment to be able to own guns in these restricted areas, because Chicago had it very restricted or permitted, so did District of Columbia.
Well, to me, the whole argument is specious that
there is probably a dozen gun bills in our state legislature that I'm tracking and working with gun owners and CRPA and other sheriffs and opposing. This year is incredibly bad. And then also you could go to the Assemblyman Reggie Jones Sawyer, or Sawyer Jones, I can't remember which, and he gave a press conference and he said in a nutshell that the Second Amendment is too old. It was made in 1791 and it is outdated and needs to be changed for modern times. And that got me a bit upset, and so I'm in the process of generating a letter to him as well. And it's also not within his authority as a state assemblyman to try and change the Second Amendment. That rests with our federal government, with the Congress, and they'd have to call a convention of the states to make a constitutional amendment.
I find the ignorance of some people just appalling. Yeah.
And they're getting a much bigger push. We see it also with an initiative by our lieutenant governor called Safety for All, but basically it'll be safety for none if that initiative goes through. And then plus all these various gun bills that they're trying to push through that are very similar to the initiative as well.
I just want to know if they pass this thing about the ammo bill, Sheriff, where you've got to wait 10 days, you got to have a card, and I can't give ammo. If you and I are out shooting on the range, let's say, I can't give you ammo to shoot.
That's correct. Because if that law goes through, yes.
If that law goes through, I cannot hand a box of ammunition to the sheriff of our county. Because that would make...
Or anybody.
But I'm just saying to the sheriff of our county, that would make both of us lawbreakers.
Yes, and it also requires there is no law enforcement exemption. So even if one of my own officers wanted to go purchase ammunition, if they wanted to waive that, I'd have to write letters to each officer that wants to buy ammo, even for their personal use. And so we're a relatively small agency, but think of some place like Los Angeles that has 8,000 officers. How many letters is that sheriff going to be writing for his officers to go purchase ammunition there that he could, his time could be spent doing better things than writing letters for people to purchase ammunition?
Incredibly stupid. I would hope then that you would be the first person in the largest civil demonstration, disobedience demonstration in California, all up here in Northern California, where we try to get 5,000 or 6,000 people together at one time. And you start the one box of 22 ammunition, and you hand it to me. And then I hand it to the next one. Yeah.
It would be nice to have a line from here to Sacramento to send that message.
Oh, and we just hand it.
Very fortunately, we have some very good legislators up here, such as James Gallagher, Brian Dolly, Jim Nielsen, Senator Gaines, that protect our Second Amendment rights. But unfortunately, they're outnumbered in our legislature.
Yeah, 28 to 1. So.
Okay, I'll let you go, and
all right,
I look forward to being in with you next week. Maybe we can get Sam and myself on at the same time. Depends on his schedule, but he's very busy at the Capitol with the legislation that's going on right now.
Yeah, I imagine. Okay, thanks a lot, Sheriff.
All right, bye.
All right, hey, we got to take a break anyway. We'll be right back after these messages.
My dad had told me, son, don't ever take your gun. That's what they're trying to do. Son, don't ever take your gun. Taking your Bill of Rights away from you. My dad had said, son, don't ever take your gun.
There's Country in the Air at the Shasta District Fair featuring High Valley and singer-songwriter Jackson Mickelson. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all day carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with kids admission 12 and under free and the free prize drawing at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. To save on ride all day carnival wristbands and admission tickets, go to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 14th. Fair opens June 15th.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Attention parents! Redding School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the Virtual School for the North State Community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through 8th grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Redding School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org. That's rsarts.org. Or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Welcome back to Free Five Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebott. It is 10 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. And I tell you what, head on down there today, as I do. Get on the treadmills or whatever, get started, and head on over to the weight room. Yeah, if you have machines or free weights, you've got it all. You've got a saltwater swimming pool that is just fabulous, that you can use as workouts or, resistance training, which is what Linda does. The whole thing is there. Plus, Boheme Spa. This is why it's a club. You get one of their membership packages. You get two treatments in the spa, whether it's a facial or, mani-pedi, a massage, one of those. That comes with your membership. Ask about that. Give them a call at 768-1205. They're located at 1740 Eureka Way, which is right there on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. Great place. Okay. Just more things are happening here. I was going to read one of them, but I'm going to wait till the Leonard Modi, who is, of course, in the Board of Supervisors, and Larry Lees, the executive order officer of the county of Shasta, will be joining us at 8 o'clock. So I'm going to save one of these for them and just read it to them. How about this? End-of-life option law goes into effect. So now you can end your own life with a doctor assisting you in suicide. They've got a bunch of things on it, like, it's got to be, you've got to have a terminal illness, you've got to have, like, less than 6 months to live, you've got to be able to give it to yourself, you've got to be able to understand it, and all these things. However, a new first here. I know some people that will argue that this is something that this, the state should have done long ago. Others will fight it in the sense of where is this going to? I mean, you look at some of the other countries who have had this, the euthanasia laws in there for a long time, and they're starting to start finding place times where people are ending their own lives, but perhaps didn't know that they were ending their own lives because they were Alzheimer's or something like this, and they were just fed the pill in places like Norway, Finland, and a couple other places like that. So it'll be interesting. Also, starting today, why would it start? It started yesterday, June 9th, is if you are 18, you're old enough to serve in the armed forces and get shot at. You're old enough to vote because you're mature enough for that, to figure out who you should vote for. But now you're not old enough to buy tobacco or e-cigarettes or vapes or anything like that. Chewing tobacco, snuff. Because you're now 21. Now, the good thing about this is on the front page of the Record Searchlight, they had big pictures there of tobacco and brew. And we love tobacco and brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. And what Shelley Levy says is, hey, we started this on June the 1st. We started checking all IDs. Some people are upset, but it's the law. You don't get upset with us, it's the law. They are checking everybody's IDs that don't look like they're 21 in there. But the good thing I liked was that Tobacco and Brew was on the front page of the Record Searchlight. They're really good people down there, Tobacco and Brew, with Espresso Joes. And you get coffee and just like it says, there's beer and coffee and wine. But, the coffee is like espresso and, the cappuccinos and all the special ones you get during holidays and all that. And hot dogs and anything you can possibly imagine like that. And then walk next door to the Tobacco Emporium, which has everything. Loose tobacco. It has rolling papers. It's got everything you could possibly imagine in there for tobacco use. Also, a walk-in humidor that is, may I say, astounding, great, fabulous. All of that at the Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. But they're on the front page of the paper saying, this is for 18-year-olds. Now, this is what bothers me about this. is that we don't consider 18-year-olds bright enough to be able to make that decision to buy tobacco. But they are bright enough to enlist in the military. They are bright enough to vote and make decisions about voting. I just find this. I just find it interesting how they can be adult here, but they're children over here. They're not smart enough to make this decision, but they're smart enough to make that decision. Now, if you're an 18-year-old and you're in the service, well, then you can buy tobacco products. Do you find this kind of strange, Jared? You know, you have to get on the. You know, see, this is radio, Jared. You can't just nod your head. You got to get in and be part of this.
Yeah, I do.
Do you find this weird?
Well, I mean, I felt the same way about alcohol purchases, too. I think if you can get shot in the line of, you know, in, for your country, I think you can buy tobacco or alcohol.
Oh, so if you're in the military and you can do that, you should be able to buy alcohol, too.
Well, I mean...
No, well, you know what? I have no problem.
Other countries have laws where 18-year-olds can choose for themselves if they want to drink or not.
They were saying 18-year-olds couldn't drink, and then in Camp Pendleton, they said, yeah, they can. And here's the reason why. You know, if on base, they can drink beer and stuff like this. Because when they didn't, what they would do is they'd head to Mexico. They'd all go down to Mexico. It's an hour away. They'd be in Mexico drinking and then coming back up the road, up the freeways. So they said, you know, this is stupid to make a rule like this because they're just going to go across the border. So, okay, Marines, you can drink up here. Marines and sailors. So they let them drink on bases. Up there. Not in, of course, they can't outside because they're all under age.
Right.
But they let them drink on base.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, it was, you know, it was one of those things. It's one of those rules. It's like now, I just... the Navy and the Marine Corps are going to be changing the titles of their jobs because Mavis, good old Mavis, the Secretary of the Navy, the political hack who thinks that diversity makes us stronger, but yet can't prove it. Yet his daughter doesn't play on a girls team or plays on all girls teams or swims on all girls teams. Because there's no mixed teams, because then women wouldn't probably for the most part, except with maybe some exceptions, be able to compete at that level. And by the way, did you just see up in Alaska where a transgender high school student was just kicking butt out there in the 100-yard dash and the 200-yard dash.
I hadn't
heard
about that.
He's and there are a lot of female athletes and parents that are just enraged. Wait a minute. This guy comes in and runs at state championship level. He's a guy. Well, no. He's a girl. No, he's a guy. I mean, imagine this. That he's got all the guy... He's got all the guy muscles and all the guy size. Even if he feels that way, he's now competing on the women's track team or the women's swim team or the women's golf team or the women's tennis team. Well, that's not fair. Yeah, sure it is. You can compete on the men's team. Oh, you're not that good. You're not good enough to be on the men's team for the most part. I'm starting to find this even amusing when I'm talking about it. And people are saying, wait a minute, this isn't fair. This is before your time, but there was Rene Davis or something like that. It was a guy, tennis player, that made the transition and got onto the women's circuit. But wasn't that good. I mean, it was okay, but it wasn't that good. I mean, the girls were beating him, so it wasn't a big thing. But if he had been really good, because everybody was screaming foul then, if he'd been really good, just imagine.
Yeah, people would have definitely cried foul if he had been really good.
Of course they would. And what happens when guys just start going over to the girls' teams to get a full ride on a scholarship? Hey, I'm competing on the girls' team. I'm feeling very because you don't have to prove it. You don't have to have a background in it. You just have to be that way, feel that way. Well, have you been in a bathroom when somebody walked in that was of the other gender?
No.
I have. But it's been in other countries.
Oh.
It's not, but, you know, I can understand. Did you see where the head of the ACLU in Georgia quit her job at the ACLU because she could not defend this policy of you know, bathrooms, of people, of transgenders going into bathrooms because her daughter was in one and was accosted by a transgender in the bathroom? She said, I cannot support this. Anyway, okay, hey, look, when we come back, we're going to have Shasta Board of Supervisors Leonard Modi and Executive Officer Larry Lees with us. We'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew at the Road to Majority Conference here in Washington today. Evangelical Christians will get a chance to hear directly from the presumptive GOP nominee, Donald Trump.
As Trump seeks to unite the Republican Party behind his general election campaign, he'll be addressing the annual conference sponsored by the Faith and Freedom Coalition. Organizers say Trump will express his views on the many issues of importance to evangelical conservative voters. Other speakers include former GOP candidates Ben Carson, Carly Fiorina, and Marco Rubio. Greg Clagston, Washington.
The funeral procession carrying Muhammad Ali's body through the streets of Louisville, Kentucky, is now underway. Craig Bartley, who was playing his guitar outside of Ali's childhood home this morning, says Ali is a Louisville hero, no question about it.
Still, there are scuba divers hunting for his golden medal that he supposedly threw in the river years ago, you know. So he's got legends, and he's got you know, his name and his face all over town, and it's a blessing, you know, to be a part of.
The burial is set to be followed by a grand memorial service this afternoon. On Capitol Hill, the U.S. Senate continues to work on a major defense bill, working out the details and paying attention to all that is correspondent Linda Kenyon.
The National Defense Authorization Bill is a $602 billion defense measure that broadly outlines policy for the Pentagon and military branches. Hundreds of amendments were filed to this must-pass legislation. Two competing amendments, which threatened to derail the bill, were blocked. One would have increased defense spending by about $18 billion. The other made the case that domestic spending should have parity with defense spending. While Democrats argued increasing either would have violated last year's budget agreement, Republicans argued the Pentagon currently faces an emergency that should supersede any budget deal. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
On Wall Street, it's been slow going for the major indexes. The Dow is struggling right now, down 77 points. The S&P 500 down about 14. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
What if 1 million people gathered together for one purpose? Jesus. Be part of Together 2016 this summer on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. On July 16th, this generation will stand together with Hillsong United, Francis Chan, Lecrae, Carrie Job, and many, many more, because we believe Jesus changes everything. Be part of something big. More information on this free event is at reset2016.com. reset2016.com.
A 42-year-old man who was apparently kidnapped from a gas station near the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport has died after being found unconscious a short distance away. Airport spokesman David Magana says it appears the victim may have been targeted.
They believe that this particular incident was not a random act, that the victim in this case may have been followed to that location from somewhere off of the airport ground.
Thousands of California gun enthusiasts hoping to legally carry concealed weapons for personal protection were dealt a setback when a federal appeals court upheld a state law requiring applicants to show very good cause beyond just simple safety. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled yesterday that folks like those people you heard there shooting at a shooting range in Brea, California, do not have a constitutional right to carry concealed weapons in public. More on these stories from townhall.com. The U.S. government now taking a closer look at Tesla Motors' Model S sedan for a potential problem with the suspension.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it's seeking information from vehicle owners and from electric car maker Tesla, which is based in Palo Alto, California. People have posted multiple reports of possible Model S suspension failure on the agency's website. NHTSA says it's also concerned that Tesla has asked owners to sign non-disclosure agreements about safety issues. The agency notes such agreements could prevent owners from reporting problems to the government.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting in Los Angeles. A mild earthquake
really felt in the epicentral area all the way into the Los Angeles and San Diego areas.
That is Randy Baldwin, a geophysicist with the U.S. Geological Survey. They tell us that the magnitude of the quake struck at a level of 5.1. It was centered about 20 miles south of Rancho Mirage, California. More of these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday, June the 10th, and it looks like it's going to be a wonderful day out there. It's 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. 605-4567 is our phone number. Put the phone in your lap because I'm sure you're going to be wanting to make phone calls here. We're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room. Hello, everybody in the chat room. Good morning, everybody. And Jared, what's it look like for weather there, buddy?
Let's see. Today we have mostly sunny skies with a high of 82 and a low of 58. Tomorrow, again, mostly sunny with a high of 84, a low of 60. Sunday, high of 91, a low of 62, also mostly sunny. And on Monday, a high of 91 and a low of 62.
So it looks pretty much all the same through here. And all the weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that is down in Anderson. And gives senior and veterans discounts. Chuck and Judy Kinney do a great job there. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for over 20 years, probably closer to 25 years now, was voted best in the North State for 2015 and will probably be voted best in the North State again. Why? Because they're the best in the North State. They do really, really good work. And not only that, they treat your house like their house. So they want to make sure everything is working. Everything's done correctly. Your air conditioner is working efficiently to make sure that your electric bill stays somewhat within reason. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. And I'm here today with two of the heavy hitters over at Shasta County. I'm here with the Board of Supervisors. Are you the... If you're not the president anymore, the chair.
Yeah, I'm the past chair.
You're the past chair there, Leonard Modi. And Larry Lees, the county executive officer, who is sitting here looking...
Good morning, Carl. Good to be here.
Looking dapper in his county of... how much that cost the taxpayers, buddy?
Huh? Personal.
Personal. You had it made yourself. That's cool.
Right. Not we don't use any county money for this.
It's cool. His
wife can sew really well.
Yeah. She does a great job there. Yeah. Man, she dresses you nicely when you come out. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Leonard, the elections are over.
They are.
And
I'm happy.
Even though you were pushed hard by Mr. Venus, and did you know that somebody was running against you?
Well, certainly Mr. Venus had some very different views and ideas from me, and I guess that's
there was a clear cut here.
Yes, there was, and, you know, that's fine. I think that's what the whole election is about. People can step forward with their opinions and ideas, and then you get to find out what the rest of the citizens think about it. And I think they spoke pretty loudly that I think that they like what I'm doing. So I'm going to do some more.
I guess so. But there's still over 2,000 out there that thought Venus was pretty cool. So now we have to admit that it would have been an interesting board meeting.
With him on the board?
Oh, yeah.
It would have been different.
It'd been different.
Yeah.
Okay. The big push now, of course, is it was fighting crime. And then it's kind of it's kind of morphed into, okay, well, we got to take care of the homeless. And then it gets into the fact, well, a lot of it's mental health out there and addiction problems that we're into. Well, when you're fighting crime, a lot of people look at the city for that. But when you get into addiction problems and mental problems, it goes right back to the county with the Shasta County Public Health.
Well, certainly the county is the provider of most of the services throughout our area. And, you know, that's one thing that was the biggest surprise to me, you know, coming from as the police chief in Redding, being very familiar with Redding issues and becoming a supervisor, is how much it changes for the county and the services that we're required or tried to provide with the money that comes to us. And you hit it right on the spot. It's not just one answer to all the problems. It's not just putting people in jail and making an arrest. I mean, that certainly is important. We're going to need to continue to do that and hold people accountable. But on the other side, we need to provide the services for those who have addictions, because if you don't, most of them aren't going to change. But the one issue that I've been really pushing hard for about 3 years now has been the mental health side. I think it's just almost really a sin to take people who are mentally ill, who stay on the street, not receiving the help they need for whatever reason, and then eventually commit a crime, end up in jail, and get into the justice system. And that's not a good place. They don't get what they need there.
But it's maybe the only place that they've got that actually starts to address their problems.
That's the problem. Most of the times,
that's the scary part.
It doesn't really. It doesn't provide enough of the service. You really don't get the services they need from being thrown in jail. And that's what we need to find a better way to direct those people to other services. And we've got some things online coming forward. We'll talk about those a little bit. But we have.
I would like to hear that, because this is something that we've all. I mean, we're saying we have this problem. And one of the things you just said is, hey, we're putting people in jail. Well, we're not putting people in jail.
I guess they're starting there and then they come back out. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, what we talked about today is they arrested somebody again. They went down there and we've been having problems down at Library Park, and the police have rolled in there and they arrested a guy. He's been booked into the Shasta County Jail 49 times for drugs and heroin and meth. Which is what you're just addressing right here.
Well, and I think it's important to note that, you know, we're already in progress in building the Adult Rehabilitation Center, which is going to have 64 beds. But we also have made plans now. It depends, of course, on what happens with the sales tax initiative that's coming out for the blueprint for public safety. But part of that will allow us to add additional jail space into the old jail courtrooms when the courts move to their new building, and that could add an additional, I think it's 128 beds, and then even the possibility of adding 60 more on top of that. So we could potentially add about 250 new jail bed spaces in the next about 5 years.
I think Pletty has said that he's got 180 people or something like that that get arrested 1,100 times or something like that. Would having a space that you could hold people before trial really have an impact on crime?
Well, it does in a couple of ways. One is when you have people who have particularly alcohol addictions, in the old days, and I say that because I can remember back when I was a police officer on the street, you would find people who would be arrested maybe 100 times in a year for being drunk in public. Well, what would happen is the judge would order them to 180 days of jail, and you did 180 days, and they would dry out and get sober, and then they'd be off the streets for the 180 days. But usually they can make it for maybe a year or two, but sometimes more, once they got off mm-hmm. the alcohol. The other side of the coin is, and Chief Pelletti talks about it a lot, is the theft side, where one person is committing multiple 50, 100 burglaries, thefts throughout a month. You take that guy off the street, and he used to do that, and we would, you know,
you could hold him.
And then you got him convicted and sent off to prison. Well, your crime rates would drop dramatically, because all of a sudden you get rid of two or three people, and you drop your burglary rate by 300 cases. That's huge.
So. It is huge, but we don't have that. We don't have that luxury.
We don't, because we don't have the space today, and that's why we need to. We're building the rehabilitation center to add more beds, and that's why the blueprint for public safety has plans in it to expand more jail space when the courts move.
Okay. We're here with Leonard Modi, Shasta County Board of Supervisors, and Larry Lees, who is the executive officer. I want to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Larry, I want to talk to you about the public health, Shasta County Public Health. And one of the things that we've talked about is we have to go out into the mental health side of it. Well, the Shasta County Public Health is saying we don't have the funds for this. I would like to know, you know, get an idea what the budget is for the Shasta County Public Health Facility that we have here. Because I've heard really, really different amounts of money that falls under them.
Right.
So I would like to talk about that and then plans for that and how that falls in. I mean, it's kind of like out. I mean, it's under your purview too, Leonard, but you're kind of more up on it, I would imagine, Larry. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Budget Blinds, however. And Jerry's goal there is to make sure everybody's house has got the right window coverings during the summer to try and keep the heat out and the cool air in. He can do this in a variety of ways that matches your decor. He can put solar screens outside. He has ways even of cooling your house that will get a $500 rebate back from REU. Imagine that. All of this at Budget Blinds. Give them a call at 226-9027 or visit their website at budgetblinds.com. We'll be right back with Leonard Modi and Larry Lees.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Hello, Christopher Fleischman of Simple Solutions with a question about service. Have you ever been passed around from one department to another or received a nebulous answer to a very specific question about a service you've purchased or have gotten conflicting information from different departments of a business? Or how about not getting back to you when they say they will? I'll bet most of us can say yes to at least one of these questions. Well, at Simple Solutions, I'm it. I'm the guy coming to your door, making the diagnosis, and ordering the parts when needed. And I'm the guy getting back to you. If I take on your appliance repair, I take it on from start to finish. No cracks for it to fall through, nobody to pass it off to. Isn't that how it should be? Since I'm out making repairs, I'm unable to take phone calls. So for quick service, email me at simplesolutions911@gmail.com. Give the appliance issue and your contact number. I will call you back as soon as possible. I really will. With Simple Solutions, you have an alternative.
If you have knee or hip pain, learn how to stop hurting and start moving again. Providence Orthopedic Institute invites you to a free talk on June 17th at Mount Shasta Resort. Mako Technology at Providence may be the right solution for your knee or hip joint pain. Life is better in motion, so come to Providence Orthopedic Institute's free talk, Friday, June 17th at Mount Shasta Resort. Register at 888-907-0915 or at providence.org/jointrobot.
There's Country in the Air at the Shasta District Fair featuring High Valley and singer-songwriter Jackson Mickelson. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all day carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with kids admission 12 and under free and the free prize drawing at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. To save on ride all day carnival wristbands and admission tickets, go to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 14th. Fair opens June 15th.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is about 8:18 in the morning here on Friday, June the 10th. And welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding, California. Started it over 7 years ago, John and Sarah did, and have had built a very successful business there. Why? Customer service. Whether you want a pistol or a long gun, they have it all. They have all the shooting accessories. They have classes on concealed carry and hunter safety. two of the best gunsmiths in the whole area, all there at Bastiani Arms. And at Bastiani Arms, which is where I buy my guns, they have true veterans discounts there. You'll hear people talk about veterans discounts, but I tell you what, you go in there, and they are active, proactive in giving you the veterans discount at Bastiani Arms. Again, 2539 Larkspur. Stop on by today. I'm here with Larry Lees and Leonard Modi. Of course, Leonard Modi, supervisor in Shasta County, Larry Lees, executive officer. And before I ask the question we started out with the public health, let's go to the phones. Billy Bob, good morning.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Carl.
You bet.
Just a quick question to your guests there. 5 years ago, the county supervisors turned down $35 million or $40 million to build 300 beds in a new jail, a grant from the state, and you guys turned it down and didn't build it. It would have been built by now and operational, but the reason that what we were told is that you didn't have money to run it. And this is absolutely ridiculous, and I wanted to know if you regret your decision, because now, with the sales tax and with available grant money and everything else, you would have had money to run this jail. But now we've got to wait another 5 years, and I think that was the grossest mistake and short-sightedness on the part of the Board of Supervisors. So I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay, Billy Bob, thank you.
Well, you know, I'll take a stab at it first, and if Larry wants to join in. But, you know, he's got part of the equation correct. About 5 years ago, there was an opportunity through the state, through a grant, to build a larger facility. The problem was, as he mentioned, is it was going to be like an additional $6 million a year to operate. And quite frankly, we didn't have $6 million. We just don't have that much money. I think people think of us as kind of like the city, where you can just take it from a bunch of other departments. But most of our departments, about 80% of our budget is state-mandated programs, that and the funding comes from the state to provide the programs, like public health, mental health, certain, you know, social services, etc. So we would have been bankrupt. And you can say, and yes, if it would have had a crystal ball that said, hey, there's going to be a sales tax, and quite remind him, it hasn't passed yet, to say, oh, yes, we know there's money coming in the future, maybe you would think about that. But I don't believe in spending money I don't have. I try to be fiscally responsible. You wouldn't, in your own home, go out and decide to buy in a vacation home with money that you hope you're going to earn someday in the future if you couldn't pay for it.
I think that's something kind of led to the housing crisis we had back during that time. Billy Bob, okay.
There's another component to that also. This was under the guise of AB 900, and another portion of that was the legislation was quite different than it is today, in that the legislation had some requirements in there that many counties did not want to take on. Keep in mind that when they pass these bonds and have these facilities, they become state-owned. That's state-owned property. That's state-owned land. And as a matter of fact, counties throughout the state, I don't know if there was maybe one or two counties actually in the first go-round that actually accepted any of those dollars for all the strings that were attached. Nobody wanted to mess with that. Now, fast forward here to 2 or 3 years later, the state saw what was happening. Nobody was going to sign on to what they were requesting. And so it changed a little bit, and that was under 1022, which is now the grant that we're working under. And that's where we did say yes. Did we know how we were going to pay to operate it when the Board of Supervisors said yes? No, we hadn't identified those funds yet. We were hoping for an upturn in operating costs. They're still not there. But the Board of Supervisors did take that risk, jumped out there, because the state had, lack of better terms, relaxed the terms.
For the ARC.
Yeah, yes. But we have identified some of the funding for the ARC. Yeah,
but one of the things that happened, though, was that you had a chance then to double the size of the ARC, and you voted it down.
Yes, because, again, the sheriff, with his projection of what it was going to cost, increased them by 50% just in 1 year. So I'm not – so that's where Larry's saying we've identified – And some money we haven't identified. We identified the initial $2 million the sheriff said it would cost extra, it would cost to run the thing. When it came to actually voting and sending this thing down the state, he came up with a number of $3 million. So already we're $1 million behind, and we have some grave concerns about that. And then when you go to expansion, then it adds another $300,000 to $400,000. And quite frankly, and I've said this in public, so the sheriff knows, I don't trust his numbers. When you're 50% off on your estimate in 18 months, I'm worried that it may end up costing us somewhere closer to $4 million to run this thing, and that will be a real difficult. The sheriff will have to cut back other areas to do this.
I want to close this off with this because we've got a lot of other things to do. We have a real problem, Leonard, with crime and criminals,
sure,
and having a place to put them. What has the Board of Supervisors presented in the last 3 or 4 years to help fight that?
Well, we've added a lot of money to the sheriff's budget. In fact, just last year, I believe, we gave him an additional $900,000 a year to staff deputies on the eastern side of Shasta County. We have given the money to so we can get the grant for the Build the Arc, and we have augmented his budget a number of times just to keep from laying off deputies. We've taken money out of reserves.
I understand about laying off deputies and all this, but we could have a deputy on every street. We still don't have a place to put anybody, though. I mean, we don't have a temporary holding facility. Do we have a real good program that sends out like 100 a month to other
places?
Well,
we have. I mean, you mentioned it. We don't have about a holding facility. We have. We are sending people out of county to other jurisdictions that have space for them, and we just augmented that amount. They can spend up to $550,000 he has allocated to him to send people out of county to keep them in jail. Now, what the difference is, there's not going to be the ones that are
pre-trial. You can't send them out.
Right.
Well, I understand that because the lawyers can't get to them,
right.
And I understand that.
Yeah.
These are ones that are already there.
Yes.
And so, I mean, because we just don't have it does good to have more police. Okay, I understand that, and more sheriff's deputies. But if there's no place to put these people.
That's
why I was looking, is what has the Board of Supervisors and have done about this? I mean, it's been a 5-year process now.
Right. So part of that was looking for space so that we could have an opportunity to hold people accountable, especially that pretrial. That's why the current courtrooms 1 and 2, just as the Justice Center, that's why it is such a great opportunity when that courthouse does move out. It's a great opportunity because then you're going to have those folks that will be pre-sentenced. They'll be right there at the courthouse, right across the street, and so that
to
will
hold
provide. And, right, and we have the opportunity, as Supervisor Modi mentioned, for 128 beds right away and an additional 64 if we find that the need is there. Now the operating cost is still an issue. There's no question about that. There's an increase in that, but we're looking at the help from the Blueprint Study to support
again,
that.
Again, betting on the come there.
Well, that's why we haven't spent the money.
Yeah.
See, that's the difference. We haven't spent the money.
And
I think the other thing I just want to don't forget, a lot of this is coming from Prop 47. Because regardless if you have the space or not, they're not going to jail anyway.
And you're absolutely right. And you're absolutely right. And then now we're getting another one that's rolling down the street here at us that is going to put us, again, knee-deep in more people. All right. I'm going to take an early break because I want to come back in and talk about the mental health side of it. And if you have a question, I've got a bunch of questions here concerning that from the chat room about, you know, how you're going, what you envision in that and the mental health and the drug addiction types, too. I'm here with, of course, Larry Lees and Leonard Modi. I appreciate you all both showing up today. It's about 8:28 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business. Jeff Wurst does something no other windshield company here in town can do. He guarantees his work, whether it's a week or a year. Bring it back if there's a problem, and Jeff fixes it for free. He doesn't fool around. He can fix a small chip in your windshield or a crack up to 24 inches in length. I know you're tired of hearing this, but he fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield 8 years ago. And it's still, you still can't see it. I can't say much more than that. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give them a call at 241-8373. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go.
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. The Carl and the Bot. Linda pulled a muscle all up and down her back yesterday. She was doing, you know, stuff around the house. And, I mean, she's a toughie. First of all, Linda's tough. And she comes in and she goes, and she's not moving one side. So, I mean, I iced her. I iced half of her body down last night and then threw her into a hot bath. So trying to get that done. So hoping that that's getting better today. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, best barbershop in the world. The Cheers of Barbershops, Man's Last Stronghold, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Larry Lee's could go there and get his hair cut.
Kind of
got
both
that.
Of them.
You get. Yeah. Well, they do charge a hunting fee or a finder's fee, I guess. A lot of the police department goes down there. A lot of people go down to Cypress Square Barbershop. Great people down there. Right down the street, of course, is Classic Cafe with Millie and Kathy. A great place to have breakfast or lunch. The only place in town that truly has chipped beef on toast. And if you like that, I mean, yeah. I can do that once a month.
My dad liked it.
Oh, gosh. I mean, you know what? Chip beef on toast. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. Okay. I'm here with Leonard Modi, of course, Board of Supervisors, and Larry Lees, who is the County Executive Officer. Larry, let's talk about the mental health side of it, but let's go into the public.
You bet. Just
because I misspoke.
Well,
on one of them.
You're on the right track. Under the Health and Human Service Agency umbrella, you have different segments. You have public health, you have mental health, you have social services, adult, and within that you have adult services, children's services, things like that. Public health, by its nature, is the prevention arm of Health and Human Services. So they're the one doing the inoculations, doing the testing, the disease preventions, doing the marketing for obesity, non-smoking, things like that. It's very high level, and that's generalization. They do a lot more important things, but why it's an important component of the whole plan is, you know, if we can get at the front end of this, if we could get at the prevention end of this, a lot of these other things go away, even the criminal activity that happens
absolutely.
Because of substance abuse.
Oh, no, absolutely.
So very critical part and a component of a successful community. With that being said, then, of course, I think specifically talking about the mental health, the mental health annual budget is around $30 million a year. So I know we hear different things. We hear things like we have, you know, over $100 million in health and human service agency budget.
How much is in that budget?
Well, when you consider all of health and human service agency, and you have to be careful, you're not talking about the money that's passed through, but some of that money, you're talking, $150-160 million for the majority of that. And that is the biggest part of the county budget. But, again, that is stuff that is all earmarked and designated, and not earmarked by the County Board of Supervisors.
Designated for what, though?
Different things. So let's talk about mental health. Now, the mental health annual budget is $30 million. So we have about $30 million. That includes the Mental Health Services Act. And that was, if you remember, the tax on millionaires that came up many years ago. They, being the state, has a ton of fund balance, we'll call it, money in that account. In fact, they borrowed money from that account when the state was doing poorly. It's because the strings attached to use that have been so tight that we couldn't get anything approved to go forward with. There's been legislation in the past year to say, you know what, this isn't working how it's designed, and so now we're having more flexibility and opportunities to use a big portion of that money. And really, that's the need here. You know, the mental health services is a function of the state. It's not a function of the city. It's not a function of the county. It's a function of the state. State didn't want to do that. Now, they will say the best use of that service is at the local level, which I agree with. But they didn't fund it, you know, as they do many things. And so because of that, we take our $30 million and do the best we can in providing services.
Well, what kind of – okay, that's $30 million. Some people that's you know
– It's a ton of money.
To
me, it's a ton of money.
What kind of services are we affording for that $30 million for mental health?
Okay, so some of that is locked up into the Mental Health Services Act fund, whereas we have an advisory committee, and then we have to get state approval anytime we're going to spend a dollar. But those are the types of things that we're using now because there's been, through legislation, a little more flexibility. Those are the things we're looking at now to consider putting towards a crisis stabilization unit. And that is something where you can have a person go into and become stabilized.
Okay, is that what we're talking, kind of like a sobering area?
Well, so let me go in.
Talk more into your.
Let me go into that if I can then. So I believe, I look at this as a threefold issue, and I'd like to see it as a campus type thing, but where you have a sobering center, a detox, and I'm using words that are just common phrase.
I understand.
A sobering center, detox, and a crisis stabilization unit. So the sobering center kind of replaces the drunk tank in the jail.
Right.
And so you have an opportunity for an officer or to drop somebody off that has not committed a criminal activity.
Right, and that agrees to come to it.
Right. They have the opportunity to go and just, we'll call it, for lack of a better term, dry out. Regardless
of. Sleep it off.
Yeah, but with that, then, we can use that as an opportunity or an avenue to point them to services that they may or may not need. And that would be then the next part of the campus, which is the detox center.
Okay.
And so that's where you would go to say, okay, now, you know, I've slept it off and I'm now sober today, but I've got this addiction problem I need help with. And so that takes us to the next step. Part of the problem with our mental health issues is that those that are suffering from disabilities created by mental health wind up being also involved with substance abuse, so they're not sober enough to take their mental health medication so that they can be living normal life.
Or they medicate themselves. Right.
So then you have the detox center. Then that becomes the third component of this campus, and that would be the crisis stabilization unit. And that's an opportunity, and that comes with a hefty price tag, but that's an opportunity to then have somebody come and be stabilized.
Are these people we hire and that we bring in, are they part of the mental health group already for this? And how many people are you envisioning on something like this as we're having to hire? Because obviously hiring is a big part of the money we spend.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of times we go to an organization that has already got a plan or program in place, and we will contract out those services.
Good News Rescue Mission or something like that?
Well, yes, or let me give you a better example if I might.
Oh, the Empire Recovery or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's more of a secular, non-religious type thing?
Correct.
Okay, I understand that.
But another good example of that is our Day Reporting Center and Community Correction Center. A very, very strong success there. You know, we just had a report last week where we've had 71 graduates from that. Some of those will recidivate. We're not naive. But they don't recidivate at the same level as they were out of jail and state prison. I mean, we've got a very, very strong success rate. Well, we didn't have the people in here in Shasta County to take that on, so we contracted out with BI, which is Behavior Institute, and they're doing an outstanding job for us at this particular time in meeting our needs. And we would do the same thing with probably
okay, this
a crisis
is kind
civilization
of, this is
unit.
Kind of the plan here is kind of like the beginning of the San Antonio plan. I call it the San Antonio plan. I think the Utah plan was dead on arrival as soon as everybody heard that you can do anything you wanted in the housing we were providing. But with the San Antonio, it starts like this, and then you can transition them into housing during this part there as they then get sober.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think you should talk about the Crisis Stabilization Center a little bit more in that. I don't want people to think that you have to be through the sobering center and then through the detox to get to the crisis.
You can just directly to
it. Yes, that could just be your person off the street, or you've got a family member who's having mental issues.
Is this an in-house inpatient thing? Oh, okay. So it's inpatient.
Yeah. Now I want to share one thing we're doing right now. I mean, so these are all things that we've got on the books. It's part of the blueprint result, and it's things that we believe we need, and I believe we need. However, we're not waiting to see if a sales tax passed. We're still going forward with that, which we have, and we're opening up. We've just closed the bids for what we're calling it a mental health resource center. And this is a place where we'll utilize Laura's Law that Supervisor Modi was instrumental in bringing to Shasta County, and he could talk about that in a second. Laura's Law. He's the one who actually brought it forward and had this Board of Supervisors approve it. So we will be implementing Laura's Law with utilization from the Mental Health Resource Center. And what that will do is, as you as an adult, Carl, may have a member of your family that is suffering from a mental health disability. Mm-hmm. And that will give you the opportunity to actually bring someone in and say, can you help me? Can you get this person directed to the right place?
Can you do that over the objections of the person?
Under Laura's Law, you can, but there's a whole bunch of safeguards built in.
Tell us a little bit about Laura's Law.
Well, I think, Larry kind of just touched on it. What was happening is that I would have a number of families who come to me and said, I've got an adult child, and they're mentally ill, and I have no recourse because I can't force them to do anything because they're an adult.
Right.
And so what happens is they just would drive them crazy because they'd be out and they'd get into troubles and have issues and get off their medication. What Laura's Law does is has a process set up where they go before a judge, and we have to make a case as to why this person needs to get some directed help. And it's a very short-term process, 3 months, and it can be renewed a month at a time type of thing, up to maybe 6 months or 8 months. It's not very long. But the hope is that they get into the program, get started, and then get the help they need. And so it's just one avenue that for parents who were just so desperate for their adult children that they couldn't get them into someplace. And so it's that one piece that was there for families who were trying to help their loved ones. It's a little more complicated than that, but that's
I understand.
The short.
So you get them in front of a judge so the person can say, hey, this is why. Does that person have representation?
Yes.
Legal
yes.
That's provided to them.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
As long as you've got something like that where it's not just, my dad saying, I'm having a real problem with this guy. Can you commit him for like 2 weeks?
Yeah. No, you got to have doctors there. You got all kinds of information presented to the judge and stuff. And what happens most of the time, we're told, is that they actually, at that point, voluntarily say, you know what, maybe I do need to get some help. And so they can, and again, if they volunteer to go into a program, they can walk away at any time. But even if the judge puts them into the program, it's on a very short, and there's no forced medication.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so we've got that. But you're still moving forward with this,
We've actually awarded the contract for it, and it's going to a local nonprofit hospital in town. Another thing that's helpful with the resource center, like a sobering center would be, is that a police officer who has somebody who's wandering the middle of the streets, not necessarily providing criminal, participating in criminal activity, but they're out there wandering the streets, a police officer would have the opportunity to drop them off there and say, we think we have somebody that's suffering from, as long as they're medically cleared, we have somebody suffering from a mental health disability. Can we get them on their meds or get them pointed to that direction that will help them?
How big a help I can't help but think that a lot of the people I see out on the streets are just cookies. I mean, when you see them, not everyone. A lot of them are just out there, you know, kind of thugs, thuggish. But I see so many out there that if there was, they were on some kind of medication, that it couldn't help but be better on that.
And that's the issue, I think, is that there's so many people who, when they're on their medication, function very well.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, when they get off and they get lost in the woods, so to speak, they can't find their way back.
I've known people, you know, in my best friend's family, that his niece was just a loving, lovable adult lady, and she was fine. But she'd start feeling good. I don't need this much medication. And then she'd stop taking it. And then you could just watch her spiral down until they could get a hold of it again and get her back on it. But, you know, but that was with a loving family around, and she would listen. She would listen to her mom and all that. But there's other people, I feel good, and then boom, they are on the street.
And the other thing that can happen is that the medication you're taking after a year or it doesn't work as well. And I've known people who've gone through that process where they have to then go back and restart on something else because that after 2 years they built up some tolerance or something.
That makes sense. Okay, we got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. We have Larry Lees, Executive Officer of the county, of course, and then Leonard Mone, Board of Supervisors, just reelected with a huge majority there. We'll be right back.
There's Country in the Air at the Shasta District Fair featuring High Valley and singer-songwriter Jackson Mickelson. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all day carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with kids admission 12 and under free and the free prize drawing at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. To save on ride all day carnival wristbands and admission tickets, go to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 14th. Fair opens June 15th.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
What is your true dream vacation? Let us help you define it at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our Pick Your Paradise Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play, cash, prizes, or a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Cash. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings every Thursday at 7 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a dream vacation. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Picture yourself in your paradise, whether you like sandy beaches or city skylines. Rest assured that we have the vacation destination that you desire. This is your opportunity to pick your paradise that you've always dreamed of. Final drawing Thursday, June 30th, where you could win a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Some restrictions may apply. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Vacations are better at the river.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. I hope everybody's got a good weekend planned out there. There's going to be a lot of great things happening. It's going to be great weather. I want you to come on down to View 202 on Sunday, though, from 11 to 2, and come on down and have a great brunch and listen to Linda sing with her trio down there. I mean, it's a good time. You can overlook the river there. The brunch is very reasonable, and you just have really great music. Have a good time right there. This weather is going to be 68 now, going up to 82 today. The weather's just going to be beautiful like this the rest of the weekend. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793, veteran-owned business. Okay, I'm here with Leonard Modi, Board of Supervisors, and Larry Lees, County Executive Officer. And let's talk about tax sharing.
Okay. Well, it's and we talked off just a moment before this about businesses and stuff, and we'll tie this into that. But certainly the county's had a number of tries to bring businesses into our community, most notably Knighton Road and some other places, Moody Flats. We've got a lot of feedback from people, particularly on Knighton Road, where it got turned down. But then people want us to provide all these services we just talked about, but there's no new money to do it.
Well, it's, you know what, and let me just put in an aside here. There's been three, since I've lived here, there's been three different big projects coming through here that have been a subject of not in my backyard and have just gone away. I mean, those are three really big projects that would have been millions of dollars in tax income and jobs.
We thought that the Knighton Road project would bring the county $2 million of additional
Immediately, right away,
revenue just there in which is, so now you're talking about operating. When people talk about operating that new jail, and kind of
there
stuff,
it was,
and so that makes it very difficult. And so what I've been trying to do is to move past that a little bit. Is we need to look at to work with the cities more directly to recognize that if that's where the growth is going to be, then we need to help them develop those areas and not fight over where that business goes. But on the flip side, we need to have some kind of tax sharing thing in place so that we're not losing out on all the revenue because we can't provide the services. And I always like to remind Kurt Starmer, and we have a great conversation about this, is 70% of the people in the jail are arrested by the Reading Police Department. So he's filling up our jail and therefore using all the services that we have. So there's that nexus where we need some help from the city. And he understands that. We have a friendly conversation about it.
I don't understand why the city doesn't pony up more.
Well, they do.
Because I know they pay X amount of dollars on property taxes and stuff, right?
Where they pay money is on the Prop 172 tax. That's the 1 cent sales tax that's added for public safety. And we get most of that money is raised in Reading, not so much in the county. It's a sales tax.
Right.
And we get, how much is it, $11
million? Yeah. It's actually, unfortunately, going down because it's
but it's
based
about,
on the state
about that amount. Yeah, so there's an amount coming from that. And so I don't want to just say they're not paying anything. And also, I believe they're still paying booking fees, which was in the neighborhood of $300,000 to $400,000 a year as well. So, but we do need help because otherwise we won't be providing any of the services, and that's just going to overflow Reading.
Yeah, any of the services.
Yeah.
Okay, the business here in Shasta County, and we're just kind of talking about that. The tax revenues are kind of flat.
Well,
if anything, even dropping a little bit, with the cost of gas going down so much and other things.
Well, two components there. First of all, we took a look at the money generated from sales tax. And it is at the 2006 levels, meaning that we've had increases in cost, expenses over the last decade, and yet our revenue county, Shasta County's revenue generated from sales tax, it's exactly what it was in 2006. Now, the good news is it's not going down, but it's not going up to keep up. And property tax, the discretionary dollars of property tax, and keep in mind when you pay your property tax, only 13 cents of that dollar goes to the county. So you might pay $100, but we're only getting
$13. So why don't I just come my hand down there and give you a quarter?
And I wish, well...
and that would be almost double my taxes.
It would be.
There you go.
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
And then the health estate.
Yeah, but to that point, that property tax...
I'm liking Leonard Modi here. He's breaking up here.
I think Jerry Brown's looking for you.
You notice how quick I'm changing the subject.
Start 13. I'd even put 26 cents in there. Maybe a dollar. Okay.
But the property tax is also at the same level as it was 10 years ago, too. So there has been no increase in revenue generated.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah, I just wanted to add, you know, we're losing our liberty at an alarming rate in California. The Second Amendment's under assault. The First Amendment's under assault. And I'm wondering how much liberty is the Board of Supervisors willing to give up before they'll stand up and get the backbone to stand for Jefferson and liberty? I'm really concerned about our future, and you got to be delusional to think you're going to change Sacramento. And you talked about Prop 47. That wouldn't have passed in the state of Jefferson. I don't like being part of the sanctuary state. A lot of people don't know that we're a sanctuary state. San Francisco is a sanctuary city, but we're also a sanctuary state in 2013. Illegals are being treated like citizens. When is the board going to get the backbone to stand up for what's right for our kids in the future? I'm worried and I'm angry at what's happening.
Okay, Bruce, thank you very much.
You bet.
Okay.
Well, I won't answer for the rest of the board other than to say that it was voted on before and a 4-1 vote. But as today, I do not support the state of Jefferson. I think financially I've never seen any numbers that has convinced me that it's viable. I've analyzed a lot of information that's been put forward. I understand the point where we're all frustrated with Sacramento and the rest of the state. But the other part people sometimes forget, too, is California is the seventh largest economy in the world. And we're part of that. And we talk about sending taxes to Sacramento, but in reality, we actually get far more money back than we ever send down to Sacramento. So we would be a very poor state.
Yeah, and I understand that. And they said we'd be like, you know, the economy of Northern California is above the economy of New Mexico, though. And I think that
what is that economy? I'm not sure what that is. Yeah, see, I don't know. It's not timber. It's not. We're not going to sell the water. It's not ours to sell.
Right.
But one last thing. Here's why it will never happen. The rest of California will never vote to cut off their water supply. They will never do that. That's why this will never happen. So let's put our energy into something else to fix what we can and change some things at the state level.
I tell you, I think the frustration with everybody is no matter how good Dally or anybody we have there is, it's just not going to we're not going to be able to change minds. I mean, look at everything that's just gone on with us.
Well, we say that, but I'm going to tell you that 30 years ago, this was a heavy Republican state.
Yeah.
And then prior to that, it was a Democrat state. So
It could roll back, huh? It can,
you know. I mean, who says? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Henry, good morning.
Good morning. Real quickly, they're looking for money. They're always looking for money. Now, I'm going to go back 40 years. I moved my operation out of California and out of the county of Shasta because every time I went down there to develop something, they said you couldn't do it. Now, I have produced in tax dollars hundreds of thousands of dollars for other states simply because of what I did. Yet the Shasta County wanted no part of it. Why don't you, as county supervisors, get hold of some of your staff and see if you can encourage development in this country?
You know, Henry, I think that's a great point.
And, thanks, Henry.
And I will just tell you that we actually, Supervisor Jackie, me and myself, have both initiated a kind of a task force with Rick Simon, our resource development manager, and he's sitting down with a number of developers and contractors and things throughout the county to sit down and find out face-to-face what are their issues, why aren't they getting things where they want.
I'm still hearing a lot of the same
sure.
things. Of course, you know, with the Anselmo thing, which was both sides, but it's, you know, that was kind of like raised everything to the front. But there were so many other people
sure.
that rolled in on that and said, he's right. And it's I know of personally of people now they're still saying the same thing. So the fact that what you've just said, I sure would like to see a report on that one.
We will.
When do you think that'll happen?
Well, we just started this thing back in about April. But Henry's right. It is the most common complaint that we get.
Yeah.
And I, Supervisor Jackie and I have sat down and said, this is a priority. We want to see something changed here. We want to see some results from this meetings and what's going to move forward. And I'll be happy to give an update on that one when it comes out.
I would love to see that. And I'll tell you why is that it's not up to government to make jobs, but it sure is up to government to make it easier for businesses out there to move forward.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I really would like to see that.
Yeah, this team has met, and it's a process of continued improvement.
When you say two of you, what happened to the other three?
Oh, we just jumped on. I think I suspect they supported as
okay.
well.
I was just wondering.
Yeah,
when you say two of you, I'm going.
Yeah. No, we just got together ourselves. Cause you can't, if you go, we have to do it in a public meeting.
We were
trying to move it fast.
They wanted to move fast.
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. Kristen Schrader, whether you agree with some of the things that she's doing, she went out and got private money to move things forward. Right. And I tell you, it's gotten everything bumped up.
Yeah.
Anything on the horizon for businesses coming in here? I mean, I see the smile here.
we do have...
Because people must approach you all and say, hey, what's it look like for this? I mean...
Not that is of immediate public... Yeah,
I know people come in and some... I know that it takes years. I've been doing a lot of stuff with the EDC. And I just see a huge... I think we're right on the edge of some really
busting IT stuff.
Yep. And I'm working with them down there, especially with the veteran side of it. But I really think we need, and I don't care what time it is, we'll go a little bit longer.
Yeah,
once I get you here, I could keep you here for a long time. My show, my radio station. See, it's kind of like you being the Border Supervisor.
Yeah, right.
I like it.
There.
Yeah.
You kind of like
that?
Like that.
Look,
now that I've got you here.
Yeah, I can relate.
But bringing that big fiber optic cable
in here. Yeah, they have that redundancy. Yeah.
And I know it's going to cost $2.5-3 million, but still, I mean, it kind of says something.
Right.
And especially since Reading was like in the fifth best place for IT to jump off.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah.
And I did want to mention, you mentioned EDC, and the county has upped our contribution to them because we think they're doing such a great job, and we think that you're right. The county doesn't create the job so much, but we need to support those who do, and so we think that they are doing a great job.
I think they are. I think that's green technology. It's green. You know, I mean, and it brings in good paying jobs. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of these things. I know it must be frustrating. How many more times can people turn down businesses coming in here before they stop?
Well, if they want the services, if you want the Cadillac services, you can't do it on the Volkswagen budget. And so if you want to have a nicer community that's healthy and has good services and amenities, it comes with a price tag.
It has to.
And the best way to do that is through business, because then you're supporting other jobs and it gets recirculated. It's not just tax dollars coming out of your pocket. You're getting growth through business, which is the best way.
Yep. And just to make you feel better, there's a lot of people in here saying, hey, that's a good idea, Carl. About the 25 cents.
Good.
Just so y'all
good. I'll set up a can in front of the building.
Okay, property taxes. Okay, hey, thanks a lot for being here. I didn't even get into the report.